Do you guys know the song, right? So Emotional by Whitney Houston. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our third ever podcast.
Welcome back. I don't know if anyone went. Anyway, you're listening to A Few Drinks In with Christine and Christina. We are A Few Drinks In.
You're Christine.
Yes.
And I'm
Christina.
I'm Christina. And we have very exciting news. We have our first ever guest on our podcast today.
Yes.
We have the lovely and talented Scott Thompson here.
Scott Thompson!
Fresh from Durham. Conquered Durham.
He has a new name, which is the King of Durham.
King of Durham. And not Durham County or Durham Region. No. King of Durham proper.
I'm sorry. I just thought you went to Whitby last night.
Where exactly is Durham proper?
It's like 2 hours north of the city. I had no idea. On top of some sort of an escarpment. they don't have the balls to call it a mountain. They call it an escarpment.
Oh, God.
I thought maybe that was like a slur from drinking.
No, absolutely not. It's a little elevated, so it has its own little microclimate. A lot of windmills. Not windmills. What do they call them here in the new country? New world.
But they're still windmills. Still windmills. Because I was out in Merlin.
Yeah.
And then it was all windmills, and then we were driving back late at night, and just red lights in the sky, which are on the windmill.
I was in Rockton last night. How are you comedians? We're all in places that nobody has ever
heard of before.
How was Rockton?
Actually, it was great. Rockton, it was a fundraiser for hockey players. It was
great. And I was fighting cystic fibrosis.
I was just feeding my own coffee.
So as you can tell, we feel very passionate about this podcast. And we have as per usual, we have a topic we'd like to discuss.
Emotions.
Yeah. We were going to talk about...
That's why I brought up windmills. Emotions. Because they can have strange effects on people's emotions.
Can they really?
They can bring your emotions. A lot of people in windmill country are having a lot of problems. Headaches and hypersensitivity, which I don't really buy, because I thought then all the population of Holland.
I was going to say windmill would make me emotional because I would immediately miss Amsterdam and then I get
It's not that kind of windmill. It's all robot. It's like windmills from the future, even like though those are the current ones.
Beautiful.
But those ones that you see when you're driving to Orangeville? Yeah. Those are creepy.
That's what I'm talking about. I think they're gorgeous.
No.
You think they're creepy?
No, they look like something that would be on the top of like Fresh Prince from Bel-Air's hat, his baseball cap, that you could like just take a finger and make a spin.
And what's wrong with that? Seriously?
Right. Super cool, actually.
It is super cool.
I was always more into Jazzy Jeff, I gotta be honest.
I like DJ Jazzy Jeff myself, but I liked
Will tried too hard. Jazzy Jeff was always just cool.
But then eventually Will settled down.
I know, he did.
But did he? Then you always hear that he hasn't settled down.
I feel like trust me, I've re-listened to some of these podcasts, and I feel like I sound like Hillary from Fresh Prince. I think I've managed to be a 34-year-old grown woman who has still maintained my Valley Girl accent, and I talk too fast.
You sound like a black Beverly Hills
heiress. You sound like a black Beverly Hills heiress.
I do. Yeah.
From the 90s.
From the 90s.
That's a very specific sound.
Also, once I get drunk, then I start to sound like Blossom in Six.
Oh, really? Blossom?
I love Blossom.
Or after the breast surgery?
Oh, well, I don't know. I have no breasts.
This is the radio. So, they don't need to know that.
I thought that was Punky Brewster that had her boobs taken off.
Not Blossom.
You got your younger
But is it Blossom, me and Bialik?
Yeah.
Did she not have the breast surgery?
I don't know. Let's call her.
I think we should. Is she not on Big Bang Theory?
Yeah. So she's breastless.
She doesn't have huge breasts like she... Maybe I'm confusing them.
I think it was Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster. Soleil Moon Frye had to get her boobs taken down a notch.
Okay. Then it was me and Bialik.
Taken down a notch. Is that the
official medical term? All this time, I think it was me and Bialik.
No, I don't think it's the medical term.
We'll do some post-show Googling, but I'm pretty sure it was Punky Brewster.
It was definitely Soleil Moon Frye.
And then she never worked again.
I'm sorry about that.
I know.
Cruel.
That is cruel. Sorry your boobs were too big. Get out of here.
They were, though, weren't they?
They were powerful. For a kid's show, for sure.
It's bringing up emotions in everyone.
It is bringing up emotions. I personally think emotions are gross. I have one emotion that I like to maintain. It's happy.
Right.
I feel like I seldom move out of that genre. I just like to be happy. That's why I don't like relationships, because obviously those come with emotions. It's better to be single and free and not worry about emotions.
But you're really young.
No, I'm 34. No. I'm just really immature.
Yeah, you really are.
I know.
You're 34?
Yeah, man.
I mean, it's wonderful and sad because you look younger, but you shouldn't be acting so young.
Oh, this is the best podcast we've ever done.
You should see my apartment.
I can't believe 34.
I know. And my apartment looks like I'm a teenager who's been left at home alone for too long.
You know what? You might, neglecting your emotional life might be the reason that your financial life is suffering.
Oh, no, I'm fine financially.
You are?
Yeah, I have lots of money.
You have lots of money?
Yeah, because I don't have kids.
Do you want kids?
No, they're creepy.
Creepy?
Well, maybe not creepy. No, you know what? It's the responsibility. They cost money. I think kids are like a job, right?
They are.
Like you, that's your job. You have to raise kids. And but it's a job that costs you money. It's not even a job that pays you.
Right.
So it's like a reverse
job. But you
job.
Get paid in like...
We talked about this last week. Well, they're going to take care of you when you're old.
That's right.
I'm probably not going to live past 50, so who cares? So
that's fine. Oh, what a terrible thing to say.
I know.
You're in fine shape.
I know.
You aren't emotional. You're a bit of a robot.
Do you really not show emotions? When do you cry?
Oh, I cry sometimes. Like when I saw the movie Big Fish. That one made
Big
me cry.
Fish, you remember that?
Yeah, totally bald. Totally bald of that movie.
What
do you have issues with your father? It's a father movie.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I like my parents. My parents are nice.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
That's why you're so happy?
No, I was just born this way. Like, some people are...
Does your comedy come from happiness?
No, it comes from honesty. I'm a little self-deprecating.
Oh.
I'm kind of gross. I mean, I'm a low-maintenance person. That's where my comedy comes from.
Right.
But not from, like, dark places. Just from, like, oops, I didn't shower enough, like, places, you know?
Oh. That's not really dark.
No, not at all.
And what about you, Christine? Where's yours come from?
My comedy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Honesty. That sounded dramatic.
It does.
My comedy comes from honesty. Or just weird fat jokes and TV jokes. Either way, it's all honest.
Did you say what you said before off the air? It was so funny.
Well, we had watched a bit of Melissa McCarthy's SNL.
Yeah, we were.
And then I just was like, with all this popularity of random fatties, I should be taking off.
I know.
I should have, like, a lot of heat behind me. A lot of heat.
You gotta get rid of some of these fatties.
I know. They're all... Don't you all have heart disease? And
I know.
I could probably outrun her.
I
work out a lot. I just don't change my eating at all.
I know. Well, anyway. Food is good. I can't help it.
Do you think the food helps you bury your emotions?
I think that's always the thing.
Oh, that's a good question. A lot of people say that. That's, yeah.
Do you find that as Luch loses weight, his emotions are coming out?
Not really.
No?
No.
Do you think he hasn't reached that threshold where they're all buried?
I mean, the thing is, when you lose weight, it's such a positive thing because everyone's giving you this positive reinforcement.
Right.
Because everywhere he goes now, this is my husband, he's lost like 30 pounds and he's just shaking.
Like, I say he's bulimic.
He's blossoming. He's bulimic as well. He's a blossoming bulimic. And I'm encouraging him. Well, I forced him to go on the diet. And then I was like, this is what we're doing as a couple. And then he was all like, I'm sticking to this. And I'm like, okay. And I'm going to the poorhouse to have wings and vodka.
And what made you decide not to stick with it?
You know what? I've been traveling a ton. Mm-hmm. And it's always
it's
like,
so
for one day, I'm like, okay. Yeah. And then it's like, ugh. Like, you got to go out and eat. Like, if I'm making a choice, I'm making the wrong choice. If we're just here and we, like, you know, make chicken together and have a salad and don't drink, like, it all can work, but I have to go out of the house.
And that's not possible when you're on the road.
Well, it's hard because it's like, well, for the same price, like, yeah.
That's the problem.
It just goes
off
the rails.
Some diets can, I don't know, go awry just because you don't want to spend the money on all that healthy food.
But you don't have a problem with your weight.
I don't really care.
But
no.
She eats weird.
Like, I do. I'm always, guy. I like, I'm always, well, because I kind of want to be a vegan, but I'm just.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No.
I don't think I need the animals.
Vegan.
I'm a stay-at-home vegan. I always make vegan meals at home because I really don't feel like I need all the animal product. But
yeah,
then
but
it,
you
I
don't
eat
look
the
good.
I don't
you
like
need
the,
fat in, underneath the skin.
I know. I don't like the social disorder of it.
I don't think it's good for
it
your
is. It's social terrorism.
It is.
It is.
Going to somebody's house and like flipping their table over. What is this meat? Like, I don't want to be that person.
It makes people like dance to your tune.
Yeah.
And I find that the classic passive-aggressive way of socially terrorizing
it
society
is.
Around
true.
You.
It is. It's true. That's why I always put whatever, like, I always eat whatever's in front of me.
I'm
a polite guest.
I'm the
don't,
same
not, I know, we could take that in a different direction. Which
as,
we
for
both
the record, she just
valid.
Says,
both
I'll eat
valid,
both,
and
so
I'm
both
exactly
Scott
the same.
And Christina eat whatever's put in front of me.
It's true. If it's been served to me, and I've already ordered it, even if it's not exactly what I thought I ordered, I will still eat it, and we know what we're really talking about.
And Scott, high five.
Right? Because I just go, what is it? Another meal? It's another meal.
I'm
right?
just being a polite house guest.
Yeah.
Well, for the record, we came from a very powerful brunch where I basically had nachos and pizza for breakfast.
That's it? I had a proper breakfast.
Yeah, you did.
Not me. I had the nachos and pizza for breakfast.
And then, of course, like Caesars and vodka sodas.
And beer.
Why are you so afraid of emotions? I'm curious. I
will tell you this. I don't think I'm afraid of emotions, but I think I was born naturally happy.
Which is great.
I'm very lucky. A lot of people, yeah, you are very lucky. Take I'm drugs not to be this.
I feel like that could also be a sign of a serial killer. And I'm not joking. I'm so, not joking with you. Like, because you're so like, hell, everything's good.
Are you
like,
always happy?
I really am always happy. And then me and Jen have discussed this before, our other friend. Sometimes when people start talking about dark things or depressing things, I will literally stop listening. And I can't even control it. Like, one time I was at a Christmas dinner with Jen and her entire family. And they start talking about their dead dog. And no offense, like, I didn't know the dog.
It's not even that dark.
I know. It's that's a dark dog. For me, Scott.
But they were being emotional about that.
They were being emotional about it.
You're not even talking about a human.
I know, but
did
they
the dogs commit suicide? Because otherwise, I don't want to hear about it.
It was a group suicide with all the other dogs in the neighborhood. But anyway, so the dog, they were talking about their dead dog. And I don't know. I didn't want to get all sad over something that I wasn't even there for. It seems like a waste of my emotions,
yeah,
right?
But you...
So then I stopped listening. And then when I decided to start listening again, I just went, yay! To the whole table. And they all looked at me and they were like, we were talking about our dead dog. And I was like, I wasn't listening. Sorry. But it's just because I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to bring myself down.
Like, for instance,
why do we have to talk about dead dogs at Christmas dinner? Shouldn't we be talking about Santa Claus?
Because you're remembering past friends, even if it's a dog.
And it's all about balance in life. There's no dark without light.
Well, this is another example.
My favorite compliment is when somebody calls me emotionally unavailable, and I'm like, that's the best. Thank you.
Tell for my bachelorette.
Now, that's a joke, but let's get behind the joke.
Exactly.
I really like that.
We were in Munich. Together. Germans, and I'm a German.
You are German, yeah. And that's not an emotion.
No. Trust me, there's no emotions. But so we went for my bachelorette. It was me and Lori and Jamila and Christina. And then the three of us, the other three, decided we were going to go to Dachau. Just to...
Yeah, I guess you passed on that.
And then she's like,
you've got to see
that. And then she was literally like, I'm going shopping.
Christina.
And it was, yes, that was our response.
Why do I have to...
Dachau is something you must face.
I'm going to buy earrings.
It's true, I didn't want to.
You got to see the darkness of the human soul.
Yeah, there was a flea market that day. I think it was a Sunday. You're right, I had to buy earrings.
You've got some issues.
But she avoids it. She just is like...
That's how I stay so happy. This is what I figured out.
Have you never had any tragedy in your life?
Not a lot. Obviously, some death of like a grandpa and stuff like
That's not tragedy.
When my grandma died, I was traumatized for like a year.
I never had grandparents, so I kind of dismiss it.
My grandmother was like a second mother.
Okay.
So we were very, very close. Even my uncle was all like, are you going to be okay?
Really? How old were you?
I was, I'd say 21.
Okay.
So I was old enough that we had been attached for a long time.
Right. And that was your big one?
That was the one that was like game changer.
Oh, God.
The sorrow is overwhelming.
And it was overwhelming.
And it takes forever to go through.
Yeah.
You just have to go through it.
Sorry.
Did you have a beloved grandparent that died?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I love my grandpa. He was awesome. I was in grade 7 when he died. Mm-hmm. So it was sad. But I feel like... Here's the positive thing about being a positive person.
Oh,
okay?
Shit. Here we go. You get to go and murder people and you don't feel any emotions.
No, not that. I do feel emotion. It's just happy and bliss for being alive. Like, I'm just born. And it's like,
life is amazing.
I feel very excited to exist.
I totally agree.
That I'm, like, super into. Just lucky to be alive. Anyways, but here is a good thing about this is because I'm a naturally happy person, I will never be a drug addict. Here's why. In 1999, I started doing ecstasy, right? You guys used to go to raves?
Yeah. Right? Sure, of course.
Who super, didn't grow
super
up?
Super into the raving thing, right? And I loved raves. And I started doing E, and I loved E, right?
It's the best.
Because it's like, you get super happy. Yeah. And it's like, this is me, you guys. This is how I always am. Welcome to my world. But then, afterwards, the come downs at E were so hard. That's like the first time in my life where I actually really felt like depression and sadness for no reason.
Well,
he
did a good thing for you. It forced you to confront that.
I didn't need to have that sadness. I remember bursting out crying in a sorority like chapter meeting, and they're like, "What's wrong?" I'm like, "Nothing. I swear to God, nothing's wrong with my life. I think I'm just having a really bad come down."
Yeah.
And then so I haven't done ecstasy since the year 2000.
Oh, okay. But you drink?
I don't want to brag. Oh, yeah. I need to drink just so I come back down to normal people level.
So you're always giddy? Ecstatic?
Pretty much.
Wow. I'm envious.
But it's one of those things whenever I see her emotional, it's like a huge worry.
I know.
My other friends, if they're crying, I'm like, oh, is it Tuesday?
But do you feel sometimes when you have some burden or something, not even a burden, something that you need to discuss, that when you tell Christina, you think, why bother? She won't be available.
No, but don't you think that I'll cheer you up when you're down?
Yeah, I think that you both have a point, because I don't know if I would... I don't know, yes.
Yeah, you don't think you'd come to first?
I don't know if I'd go to you first. I'd give you, like, the synopsis later, and then you'd be like, yay, let's go shopping. I'd be like, yes.
I don't
when
shop.
When I'm ready to, like, shop and go for cocktails, that's when I turn
What about head. Anger?
Oh, I don't get angry either. No.
Ever?
No, not really. Like, I feel like the only time I feel a little angst is usually, like, 3 days before I get Bloody Kitty. So I get like a little angsty, bloody kitty something.
Period.
That's what I call my period.
Yeah, okay.
Scott looked very, very worried.
I knew it was the period. I thought it was like every month you like, yeah, you attack.
I'm a serial killer, but I only do cats.
But you're that's allergic. How it starts. That's how it starts. That's not.
But I do feel a little angsty, but then I know that I'm going through, like, I know that that's the time of the month, and so I don't take it seriously. I can, like, talk myself out of being angry. I'm like, no, Christina, you're not really angry. You just feel like you're angry because you're at that time of the month.
Right.
And then I usually just cool off, and I
cool off.
Cool off.
And what about you? Are you emotional?
Are you emotional?
Very.
Are like, everything? What sets you off?
I'm incredibly, I'm overly emotional. I think I'm an emotional junkie.
Yeah.
Really?
I think I've spent my whole life like chasing emotions like drugs.
Really? So you like emotions?
Diamonds. Yeah. I don't like it. I just feel like I'm buffeted by them 24/7.
Have you ever cried in public?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like lots of times?
No, not lots of times.
Is there a time that like you remember the most of crying in public that you look back on? And
yes, I remember being with my brothers and my cousins carrying my brother's casket. And walking with his body up the aisle of the church.
Oh, yeah.
And all of us just weeping.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So, and that was in public. And those are moments when you're
that's
supposed
when it's,
well, this
when
is
you're
a,
allowed
yeah. get to
me,
is it? That's
that
like,
you're supposed to, for sure. Even I'll get
everybody
that.
Yeah. participates in it, and that's okay. Yes, and I definitely cried during my last 4 years in public because I went through cancer. And
right.
I definitely cried. There were times I would cry outside of Princess Margaret, sitting on a bench after a chemo treatment, just quietly to myself. But, you know, there's lots of people
doing
the same thing.
But that's all appropriate emotions.
Those are appropriate. Is there any time you cried in public that maybe wasn't
inappropriately?
Appropriate? Yeah.
It's not always,
see, these are the good
it's always stories.
This is what we want.
Sometimes
and
it's because
emotions.
I can't find my wallet!
Where are my keys?
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, crying in a movie doesn't count, does it?
I don't think so. Like, lately
no.
I found myself emotional at weird commercials or news stories, which never used to be something that happened.
Yeah.
I did.
And now it's like... I mean, it's always like, oh, a new mother, and then she's got cancer,
yeah.
and this happened,
yeah.
and then all of a sudden it's like...
Mm. But I let it happen. I've never been afraid of it, like a lot of men are afraid. I'm not afraid of it, I let it happen. I also feel afterwards cleansed.
I will say, it actually breaks my heart to watch a man cry. Maybe it's because you guys don't do it as often as we do it, but...
I do.
Oh, it makes me so sad to
now
see a man
become,
cry.
You become very bored of my crying. Very contemptuous.
No.
Does it turn you off? Because I have a very good girlfriend.
Oh, no. I got it.
And when a man cries, she's disgusted by him. And she told me point blank. And I was like, how many times has she heard me cry? And I'm thinking, she thinks I'm disgusting.
Oh, no.
She broke up with a guy because he cried. And I'm going, and he had a very good reason to cry.
Oh, well, then something's going on with her.
And I was very disturbed by it.
Like, if he had a real reason to cry,
then
she
should. And
she was
going, I couldn't watch him cry. I just immediately didn't want to have sex with him.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Something's going on with
him. When I see a man cry, it breaks my heart. And especially when I see a masculine man.
I know. Like, I have a big, like, I might be, like, chronically happy, but I have a big heart, and that's
no. I'm not saying you don't have a big heart, but
I hate watching anybody cry,
but men
for sure. Oh, it's the worst. I did recently cry in public.
Go on. Hello. How have we not talked about this? Go on.
Okay, so, well, we were in the Las Vegas airport.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't
And there. My friend was so hammered that we weren't allowed on the plane. And I really wanted to go home, and I couldn't go home. And so, yeah, I did cry to the U.S. Airways attendant. I'm like, please let me on this plane.
Did they?
No. She's like, ma'am, she's like, your friend is very intoxicated. Bear in mind, she did light up a cigarette in the terminal waiting to board.
Who is this person?
You have a better yet. I'll introduce you to her.
She's terrified.
Is she a comic?
She'll listen to this. She's pretty entertaining.
We had a great trip, but
we had a good time. But
action-packed. Lots of emotions.
It was action-packed, but there's I did cry.
Six
I had to
women
cry.
Traveling through. That's a lot of
it was basically the three of us, and then my friend Kelly came, and then there was a whole other bachelorette involved.
Yeah.
What about love?
Yeah, okay, love makes me cry. That's why I try to avoid
it. This is the thing.
That's why I try to avoid it.
Oh, I don't like relationships.
But I'm telling you, when I'm single,
saw her devastated. No,
I know.
We're cutting back, like, not that long ago.
I know.
When you got played out like a sucker. And you were devastated and crying. And
I know.
And you cried many times on this couch.
I know. It's sounds gross. Like, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying emotions are gross.
No, they're not.
And so I just feel like if you avoid relationships and if you stay single.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I know, but I will now.
But you're a human person.
They're separated from the machines.
Exactly. I want to be a machine.
No, you don't.
I do.
Because if you were a machine, you wouldn't even be happy because that is an emotion.
That's true.
And you wouldn't have gotten sucked into the love and the excitement of something and then been devastated. Stated when you found out it was the opposite sort of event.
I know, but I just feel like I'm a naturally happy person, and I actually like being single. I have no problem being on my own.
You're never lonely?
No, not at all. I love my own world. I do have, like, my own little weird planet, and I can bumble in here and, you know, come here and watch your favorite show, you know, Duck Dynasty, Storage Wars.
That's the...
And I always feel like we have, like, this nice 30-something family in this building where I have you and Looch, and I have Jen and Julian, so I never feel lonely.
But it won't last. They're going to the States.
But even when I'm all by myself, I actually legitimately like being by myself. I read books.
I do too,
That is all true. But at the same time, you would have given it all up to be with one person at a certain time.
At a certain time, I would.
And you were like devastated. And that's just what was cooking. And you were very emotional. So I don't know.
I don't want to be emotional.
You can't pull the whole.
That's why I have to avoid relationships.
Yeah, but you can't help it.
Because I think what you avoid them because you know that when you get into one, you go. Pell-mell into
Here's what I think. I think relationships are just like an ecstasy trip. They start off fucking powerful and emotional and you're so happy. And at the end, it's that brutal come down that's the exact opposite as the start.
But not necessarily. Scott, I agree.
Not necessarily.
Sometimes, like, over time, Luch and I, our relationship has gotten better in some ways.
Yeah.
Because it's like, all this other groundwork has been laid, so none of that has to be addressed. And then it's like, you just enjoy what's happening.
I still feel...
I'm sure this is not helping your... your sad, dumped ass.
You don't want to share your success? All that money you were talking about with someone? Or
she does.
All that your money. Wealth?
All
you don't want to share your wealth?
All your power?
Your power, your wealth, your beauty. You don't want to share that? Your charm, your happiness? You don't want to share that with someone?
Did you say beauty?
This is a podcast, so we'll just go with beauty.
Really excited. I just started to play with my hair there, just so you know. No, I don't know. I like people, and I feel like I have a lot of
great
friends.
She just pulled her hair forward.
It's true. The ponytail's come out.
And then someone came in and cut off some
And Christine's playing with one strand.
That's true. Even you're playing with your hair, too.
It's because Scott Thompson's hair. We're all giddy.
I know. We are giddy.
We're trying to play it cool, but we're like,
I've never been good at playing cool.
No?
No.
That's not even an emotion.
I'm a spaz. I think
coolness
I get spaz more than cool.
Me too. I do spaz very well.
You're pretty cool.
No, I'm not. I'm a total spaz. No.
Are you?
No.
I'm very spastic.
That would be a fun like game to play if you're like
very
Scott Thompson.
Spaz or
I'm
cool.
Very
and you just like name people. Like spaz or cool.
So maybe people who don't know you think you're both cool? Because I would
say if
anyone came by, they'd be like, they're cool.
No.
I don't know who would be saying that.
I'm incredibly not cool because I run hot and cold. So I wish I could be cool. I admire people that have control over their emotions. I've never been able to. They've just always been out of control. I feel like I'm buffeted by them all the time. I do, and I kind of wish I was a little more Cool.
What's the emotion that you think represents you the best?
Anger. And that's really? A sad thing to say.
Really?
Oh, no. I don't see you as an angry person.
Well, I'm not angry now. I'm not angry now.
I'm scared.
But it's something that's ruled a lot of my life. And I don't. Is that a proper emotion, anger?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I get 100%.
I think anything on the emoji pad is a go.
Okay, emoji pad.
Emoji pad.
Yeah. Is there an app for that?
Of course. It's a thing on the iPhone where you can, like, put your emotions into, like, little faces.
But I think I'm... Passion is that? I mean, I'm very passionate about things.
Passionate
about my work. Is it?
Yeah.
And I'm passionate about people.
I'm going with happy, obviously.
Like I'm really, you know, and I do love to love. Yes. I do. Yeah. And I haven't really been allowed to love passionately.
Are you in love right now?
No.
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 Do you want to be in love? Again?
Yes. Oh, and I haven't had a relationship in many years, and I feel like. I'm freezing up. Parts of me are freezing.
I think that happens to people.
Yeah. I feel they get rusty.
Yeah.
And they need to be exercised before they freeze forever.
Oh, you're right. I agree with that.
Now, what do you think that's going to take? Is that you or is that meeting the right person?
I think it's... Oh, that's a good one.
Because that's hard.
Combination of both. That lets me off the hook. Because then I don't blame myself completely. I can blame circumstances.
Yeah,
but
I think part of it is, I mean, if you met someone who, like, I mean, very rarely have I been like, oh my God, this person, you know, like, consume, what are you going to say? What are they going to do? I don't think that happens all the time.
No, and I just keep waiting for it. It's been a long time. I've been alone for many, many years, and I cannot believe it. But now I feel like, maybe that's just my natural state.
But see, then I think that's what she's
saying. Maybe I belong to the world!
I know, that's how I feel. I feel like I...
Universal citizen Scott Thompson.
One of my old roommates told me this. She was into, like, New Age books and stuff. She's like, if you love life, you'll never get hurt. And I like that. And I do love life. Like, I like just being here. I have good friends and stuff. I don't feel like I need a relationship in my life. And I feel like whenever I get them, then it's all...
But nothing can replace that emotion. Nothing, like... That sort of passion, borderline, like, fixation, obsession.
But I don't think
love,
I need it.
Whatever it is.
Well, no, it hurts in the end.
Do you have sex?
I try to, but it doesn't happen a lot.
Not much?
No, but...
Because she was emotionally invested in something else and then was all a mess about that.
But, anyways, I like to chill off.
You wanted me to change the topic, didn't you?
Yeah, she didn't want to
She doesn't
it.
Like that.
Yeah, she...
I talk about chilling. That's fine.
We
call it, like, chilling off, you know?
Like, the opposite of jacking off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like,
it's chilling off.
Oh, do you do that
jacking
a lot?
Off for girls.
Do you jill off a lot?
All the time, Scott.
I'm gonna get
time?
A drink. I'm getting
Why
a drink.
Why are you going?
I'm
walking the crowd.
I'm very curious about women their masturbation.
Yeah, it's good.
Because I don't really quite understand what makes a woman masturbate.
What? Well, we're still human. Like, we still need that kind of, like, excitement in our pants.
I know, but is it because you're horny or you just know it's gonna make you feel good?
Whoa. Well,
you know
definitely
I mean?
Both. Like, I definitely get horny. I'm also in my 30s, so I'm, like,
you're
sexual peak zone.
Yeah.
It was so funny, because I remember when I was 27, all of a sudden, for real, I got that feeling down there where I actually needed to do something down there. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, should I go
and
sit on a doorknob? 27.
So was that really?
Sorry, what was the emotion you felt like you needed to do
sit
something
on the
down
but
there?
But here's what I discovered. When I was 27, that was also the year I went off the birth control pill. So all of a sudden I felt all those, like, I felt that feeling down there where, like, I really had to put something inside of me.
Whoa.
You needed to stuff it.
I needed to
so
stuff
is
this
it. Like,
this Yeti mic's looking pretty good right now.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. And what did you do?
No, that's when I started, like, playing with things.
Wait, are you telling me that up until 27 you didn't jill off?
Well, I definitely had vibrators. They were all, like, gifts from people, but I didn't really know how to use them. I was kind of, I'm not going to actually use this. This was a joke gift. And then all of a sudden your joke gift turns into, like, something you use, like, more than you use a lot of other things in your house.
Like a spatula.
Yeah. Like, I bet you 100%. I actually, honestly, probably use my vibrator more than I use my spatula.
Yeah.
That's a great example.
On your vagina.
Oh, yeah.
You don't cook with your vibrator.
No, not lately. Oh, it would make a good stir stick.
That's what I was
thinking. Oh, God. Pureeing
soups. No, but I'm curious, like, you know, like...
Pureeing soups.
I'm curious about women that, like, you know, like, when men wake up, they're horny, they need, and they have to have sex.
Oh, yeah. I like to chill off in the afternoon.
Right.
Yeah. Like, not at nighttime. At nighttime, I might be tipsy, and I'm too lazy. It'll take forever.
Right.
And then
what about you? I'm curious.
This is a
podcast.
No, that's what I
Again,
mean.
This is emotions. I do agree that I think like women who are like 16, 17, 18, unless things have changed from my day.
Yeah.
And I'm not that old. I'm quite young and fresh. But I don't think it's not the same thing. Like, guys wake up and it's like the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think women are kind of like, we
waking
don't
up
know
wet
how to...
every morning. Imagine.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah.
No, it's perfect.
I think it's something you like fall into later on after you've had boyfriends
yeah.
and
it's
sexual
true.
Experiences.
It's totally different.
Yeah, it's like the opposite almost.
The,
when you're, yeah.
Well, then you're
it
like,
is the opposite.
Now I know what works and what doesn't work. And, you know, like it's not like 16-year-old girls aren't getting it done for themselves.
No, definitely
unless
not.
Things have changed.
They're only doing it to
but
appease
boys.
But then
when you're
30,
that's
you're
all.
Like, yeah,
right? they
that's
just
why
wanna,
they're kissing each other. They,
yeah,
really
they
want
to no. impress boys and they want to get free drinks.
But then
yes.
once you kind of learn the things you like
yeah, yeah.
and then you're with someone the right person, and then you're like, oh, if I just do this, this will happen. And so I think it's like an older thing.
That's true. Once you get older, then you really get that feeling down there. The
well, also because women get hornier because the hormonal, there's hormonal
yeah.
changes.
Yeah,
women
yeah.
get more testosterone and men get less testosterone.
Exactly.
And testosterone is desire.
Exactly.
It really is. It really is definitely part of it. But that's still not the same as emotions.
No,
I'm not letting you off the hook. I'm not letting you off the doorknob.
In this very special episode of A Few Drinks In, Scott Thompson confronts Christina with her lack of emotions and her over-jilling.
I'm confused and I'm
you're right.
I'm worried. I'm concerned.
I'm only doing that for gratification in my... in my bing bang, but I yeah, you're right. I'm not gonna like
that. Doesn't make
I'm not. That's what I call my vagina. I have code words for a lot of things.
Why don't you just call it your vagina?
It feels creepy. I don't like it. Okay. I like bing bang better, but yeah, I'm just doing that for fun. And I'm just doing it for pleasure, like you know, like going to the CNE or whatever. It's just fun.
The CNE.
Maybe if you could just refer to masturbating.
I haven't been to CNE in years, but I can't say that.
I haven't been to CNE in days.
No, days. Yeah, I went.
I was at
I used
CNA.
To go every day, 2 to 3 times a day.
We're just going to go to the CNE.
What about the people that only go to the CNE once a year?
And what about they turn into the casino? Then you never go to the CNE.
Oh, my God.
Or you'll lose everything you own at the CNE, which is also weird.
What if I hit the jackpot every day?
You're crossing your arms.
I know. I think I'm getting uncomfortable.
Emotions.
Yeah.
Emotions.
Yeah, you're trying to hold them in.
I think when you cross your arm, that means you're awkward.
It means that you're trying to stop your emotions from escaping from your solar plexus.
That's right.
Which is where they reside.
I wouldn't say I'm emotional either. Like one time, because I don't think Jen, our other friend who we talked about earlier.
Jen Irwin?
No, Jen Grant. Okay.
She's
Jen
emotional.
Grant,
yeah. She's Scorpio.
Yeah, and redhead. Danger.
Oh, that's
danger.
That's real emotion right there. I'm a blonde Sagittarius.
My mom's
like,
a redhead.
Oh, yeah. Fiery? Oh,
fiery.
Yes.
They're fiery. That's just...
just the way it is.
It is. That is.
Just the way it is.
It is just that we all have to accept.
Yes.
Redheads are,
yes.
If you're a redhead, you're probably getting mad right now.
Sorry.
That's because you're a redhead. Just,
I know. You probably did not like that I called kids creepy earlier, which I never mean. I have some of
you mean
my
redhead
family.
Kids are creepy?
Oh, no. No.
But
kids are always just creepy in horror movies, and I just happen to watch a lot of horror movies.
It's a weird place to draw all your kid references from. Horror movies.
I know.
But Jen and I were in the New York subway, and we were waiting for our train at 34th Street, and there was this woman on like a bucket, and she was singing the most soulful, beautiful song, and it was just the perfect storm of emotions, where her voice was amazing, and we're in the subway, and it's all busy, and like... some people are stopping to watch. Some people are going by. And I teared up.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jen, like, could never move on that she saw me weeping. And I'm like, but it was just so emotional.
Sometimes
like,
music will do that.
It was, like, the song and her and New York. And, like, it was just, like, the perfect storm.
Perfect,
and
that was from happiness, wasn't it?
Oh, it was just, like, it was powerful. And she could not get over that I, like, was shedding tears in the subway.
I don't think I've ever seen you cry.
That was it. That was the one time. You missed it. You should have been there.
Like, I have some very close friends that are totally emotionally unavailable. I just never cry, and they're with me, and I'm just a torrent. So I guess it balances out, but I'm always confused by it. I am.
So what, do they not have problems, or if they have problems, they don't kind of deal with it, or how do you know they're
emotional? They bury them all.
So, like, if they go through something, and they're just
they don't want to discuss it.
Yeah.
They bury it.
That's
under
true. I don't like talking about
food
that's,
or
that's
foods
a very, yeah.
or, just, or chatter
but,
or just, like, weird.
Gossip or
yeah.
But whatever. I do keep a diary, and so I do feel like I open a lot, like, I open up to... Sorry, first slur of the podcast. But I do open up a lot, like, in my diary. So I figure I know what's going on in my brain. I just don't want to bother other people with it. Mm. Yeah. I've been considerate to my friends, although I have cried in front of you lately.
A lot.
Beyonce is coming out.
You know what? She's getting edgy in her old age.
I know. My old age, I'm starting to come out a little more. Because
back in the day, there was, like, no emotion. Like, serial killer, dead eyes, but fun.
Not dead eyes. Like, happy eyes. You guys all know my, like...
But I almost feel like dead eyes and happy eyes could be the same eyes.
They're cousins.
No.
Yeah.
They're cousins.
Where it's like, everything is great. It's like, everything?
Everything is great, pretty much.
So you're not going to go to
Jack
everything out.
Is great, which means that I can kill that person. And it's
no!
Great.
You guys, I would never murder anybody.
She would.
I love life. I would, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm sane. I'm sane, I swear.
No, she is sane, but it's just that same sort of like... If nothing is bad, then nothing is, like, it's just,
there's that's why I'm against the
missing.
Whole medication, medicating of our society. I'm against, like, Prozac and all that. So, I mean, I think there are times when it's needed.
Yeah.
But I think generally you have to go through things. Like, people that want to, like, do a shortcut through grief or, you can't.
No.
Because you know why? It'll always have its day.
I think it's okay to take those kind of drugs if they've actually been prescribed to you, honestly. But I think for you to seek them out... I think that's bad. I think it's you.
No, because sometimes the doctors, they prescribe them just to get you out of their office.
Or just to be like, this will take
the edge off. It's just the prevailing ethos of the day.
I do feel like American doctors are like that because I have like sleeping disorders where I have like really bad insomnia and they've always given me all these sleeping pills, which I don't take. But...
It's your emotions trying to come out.
No, it's them just trying to sell drugs. That's what it is.
And they
just
want to
sell.
They
want to make all
this
money.
Okay, let's
right?
just talk about this for a second. So no emotions,
you
but for a while, how were your dreams? How were your dreams? All horror
they
nightmares.
They were crazy.
But like brutal.
Actually, here's an interesting fact. When I was a little girl, I used to have these nightmares that were so scary. I would scream. I would feel like in my dream... I was screaming, but nothing was coming out. And then I would wake up. My whole family would be there because I was actually screaming in real life. It was crazy.
So she'd
really
wake
bad
up,
night
like,
terrors,
every
right?
night wake up
really
screaming.
Bad.
That's what
I think
happens
that's,
to being happy all
but
day.
But the doctor says it's because I have a vivid imagination. Because I'm 4 years old.
Part murder.
How hurt could I be?
I'm still not convinced you're not a killer, but that's neither here nor there.
So anyways, if you have Ted Bundy's phone number, tell him.
He was cute.
He was cute.
Even Jeffrey Dahmer was kind of cute before you knew anything. Because I remember, and this is frightening, but I remember like turning on the TV and being like, oh, what did that guy do? And then I was like, holy shit, what didn't that guy do?
My experience with Jeffrey Dahmer was when he was caught, a friend called me and said, look, you're on TV. Because I looked a little bit like Jeffrey Dahmer.
A little bit?
I even did a Kids in the Hall sketch where I talked about who I looked like. And the last person I did was me and Jeffrey Dahmer were identical. Yeah. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
I feel the topic today has really been more about murder.
I know. Can we change it?
But Jeffrey Dahmer's not a bad look. Like, you wouldn't assume.
He was. I thought he was. Okay, he's handsome. We're both like black men. And so, yeah, it could be me.
But I would imagine all like, yeah. Oh, my God, it could be you.
Maybe I could.
You had a darker element to
you. Yeah,
it
could be me.
Like, what? Black men.
Yeah.
Hot Latinos.
Yeah. Love Cincinnati or whatever the hell he was.
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Yes.
That's right. Oh, I loved Laverne and Shirley. Was that Milwaukee?
Oh, yeah, it was. Totally. I love that show, man.
Now, Scott, you're on Hannibal now.
Oh, God, we're going to talk about
yes.
This? Oh, yes, I am.
And that's awesome.
Awesome.
I saw the debut. You were awesome.
Thanks.
You were quiet the first time I saw you on screen. I was super excited.
I'm totally silent.
No, but you had other stuff in the show to
do. No, but the first scene, I don't speak.
No, it's just you in a bedroom searching for DNA. What do you know how to search for DNA?
Yes, I do. I had a 2-day class with the FBI.
Are you serious?
Really?
Uh-huh. In what city?
I wonder about all of
here.
In Toronto,
yeah. Yeah, a Canadian guy, Dave. He taught.
So is that CSIS or FBI?
No, it was actually wasn't FBI. He was Canadian homicide, and he taught us 2 days how to take fingerprints, how to write a report, what you do with a crime scene, how to break a crime scene down into gradients and all that sort of thing. When you write on a report, how you do it, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, that's
so that was really good. And excuse me, so I can. So
I like that. He burped. Did you hear that?
He did. Well,
it wasn't as big as my burp.
When you do submit your inevitable serial killing spree, I will be able to dust for prints.
I know, that's true.
I'm dusting for prints right now.
You can bust me. Do you want a fingerprint right now?
Oh, I've got one. I think I don't have both your prints.
He's got a beer bottle.
I've got both you ladies on file. I got your whole MO.
I actually cried in the subway station.
Well,
this
you might
monster.
Be an accomplice. You might be an accomplice.
I'd help
to her. Crime because you kind of knew what was going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I'd be like,
you kind of knew. You looked the other way, KVA.
I do.
So, yeah, I really enjoy it.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
It's not funny. Like, I'm not funny.
No, you're serious.
There's occasionally a few moments where I'm funny later on. But, and at 12 and 13, I actually, what's that? Act.
Powerful.
Like, later on, I do a few things. Like, I actually have to, like, show emotions.
Do you think that most comedians are... You know, a lot of people think that comedians are funny. I mean, the people that don't know comics always think that we're on all the time, we're funny all the time.
Yeah, we all know that. The truth.
Right, but the truth is the opposite.
The opposite.
Most comedians are actually quite depressed people.
Absolutely.
Right? Probably because, I don't know, we don't make a lot of money or something. But
no, that's
no,
not
it's
it.
Way before that.
Even when you get money, then you're just mad
still,
you have it.
Please.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, I deserve this now.
Yeah.
Or I deserve this 10 years ago
yeah.
and how I have it.
We can find bitterness anywhere.
Oh,
we don't need to frack for bitterness.
No.
We just, dig it. It comes pouring out.
But I'm definitely not one of those comics. I am a happy person for a comedian. Like, I don't suffer from any depression.
Yeah, that's an odd
That is odd. I'm like one of those weird comedians.
You are.
I still like to drink just as much as the depression.
I was with Frank Van Keeken on the weekend, and I love Frank Van Keeken. He's a hilarious guy. He told me the same thing. He goes, his comedy doesn't come from darkness.
No, not at all.
It's from joy. It's from happiness. And that is definitely one of the wells of comedy.
Yeah,
I'm envious of you to have that.
I'm trying
to do that more and more.
Yeah,
and I kind of think that my comedy does come more from that than it used to, or it's like the comedy that I used to be as a child before life kicked me around. Now I've found a way to get back to it.
Yeah,
and
I think that can happen too.
I feel
though,
much more joyful
like,
than I was.
All this other shit goes down, and you're like, okay, well that all happened, and then you're like, well I can see the positives and negatives and all these other things, and you're like, well.
Yeah.
I don't have to get up at 6 every morning. This isn't wrong. This isn't wrong. I have this. I have good friends.
I know. Well, some people are those kind of people that think, oh, well, if I just had this or if I just had that, then I would be happy.
Yeah.
But I'm
not that anymore.
I'm not that. I'm happy with everything I have.
I'm happy to be alive.
Me too.
Because I could have been dead easily.
It's more than that. It's
so.
Like, I'm
very happy.
But those things are game changers. I mean, you're
can't
saying
see
it, but it's like, that's a huge thing.
That is
absolutely.
It, yeah.
So, yeah, I try to be happy.
But
you
then
know,
sometimes,
no.
Yeah.
I was euphoric for like 2 years after, and that's kind of gone. Because you can't maintain that unless it's you.
I was just born this way, I'm telling you. I think
she's
going to
be, like, there'll be bodies showing up.
Oh, there's definitely going to be, you'll have to pay for this.
I'm a bigger weirdo.
You know what, that's what it is. There'll be consequences.
I'm a bigger weirdo in society for being happy than depressed people are.
But it's just
I'm more odd than depressed people.
You're happy at what cost? It seems suspicious.
No, but I was just born like this. I can't stop it. I just naturally
your whole family like that?
My dad is. My mom's quiet. My sister is more, my sister's more picky, a little more apprehensive to things. She's different than I am, but I just have the happy card. Even Jen says, she's met my dad, and she's like, oh my god, your dad's just like you. Like, let's go out. Let's go have some fun. Let's go live life. And that's it. Yeah,
you're right. You're smart. I wish I was more like that.
I know, me too.
We're jealous.
Like I said, it's
we're jealous.
We're the ones gonna kill you.
Exactly. I know, I'm gonna end up dead.
Yeah
that's okay. I'm gonna get murdered.
And then we'll find out about all the bodies.
No.
And then we'll be heroes.
Yes.
For killing a serial killer.
And then we'll be like, he's part detective.
Yeah.
He learned it for a show, but then put it into
it's
real
amazing.
Life.
It's amazing. I learned how, but I had no idea how useful it would come in my
life. It was
real
one of those things that all happened at the right time.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect storm. I finally uncovered the crime to Christina Walkinshaw.
It's the perfect storm.
Is it the Walken or Walken?
Walkinshaw.
Walkinshaw.
Like walk like the
like
action.
Walk in closet.
In like the preposition and Shaw like Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, okay.
Shaw, like that. Yeah.
Like a walk-in closet.
Christina
like
walk-in closet.
I wish I had a walk-in closet.
That's a good dry queen name. Christina walk-in closet.
So good. I do like Christina Aguilera.
That is not
that's
a segue
that's
at
not,
all.
That's a terrible.
If you've ever seen a drag queen do her,
okay.
do a version of her song Vanity, you'll be like, oh, it's really powerful. It's really good.
Really?
Yeah, look up the song Vanity by Christina Aguilera.
I will. I'll
it's
do
my
it.
Favorite.
I will.
That's how I know the drag queens are good when they know these the songs that haven't been on the radio by the pop stars. That's when I'm like, that's when you're working hard. That's when I like drag queens. Don't do all the hacky stuff.
No.
Like Thelma Houston and, you know, Dani Ross. I'm like, I know. So I know you know that.
Why is she bringing out emotions about, like, hacky drag queens? Like, she's like, it's all weird.
I'm just saying, when they know a song that's not been on the radio by a current artist, I'm like, that's good. That's my favorite
that's
kind of drag queen.
Shit. Me
that
too.
Is the shit, man. Vanity by Christina Aguilera. Check it out.
I will.
I
like it. All right, we got to wrap up this podcast.
All right, we have to wrap this up. We've been, usually we make these podcasts half an hour.
This is about an hour.
We've done 45 minutes.
Okay.
Where it's three male voices.
But we got emotional.
We were getting emotional, so we talked.
It's like laughs, like a laugh stretch the time.
Yeah.
Emotions stretch a podcast.
It's true.
Emotions stretch.
Scott Thompson, thank you for being our first guest ever. You're epic and awesome, and we're so glad you came and drank.
And thanks for drinking, and thanks for talking about emotions.
And
thanks
Christina,
for bottling my iPod.
See, thank you.
Get some help.
I really, this is more of an intervention than a podcast. This is not going on the internet.
Oh my god, this is it. Listen to this. Oh, oopsies. It's on a different song now. It's a different Whitney Houston song. Oh well. Oh fuck.
Right.
Oh fuck, it just ended.
Alright, we've been at a few drinks in with Christina and Scott Thompson. Thank you for listening. Until next Wednesday, suckers.